Sam. J.D. Vance skewers Mavericks owner Mark Cuban over day claims. By Warner Todd Houston on January 4, 2024. Ohio Republican Sen. J.D. Vance skewered Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban after the NBA owner proudly stood up for his team's day policies in a January 4 ex post. Cuban was engaging in a discussion with author Ashley St. Clair about diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, policies and set out to defend day policies as important policies for businesses. To St. Clair's criticism of day, Cuban exclaimed, "So what you are saying is that when done well, day is a goal every company should have." St. Clair disagreed, adding that the E in day is equity, not equality, and equity represents a serious problem under the 14th Amendment. Cuban tried to massage it into a positive, though, replying, "Equity is a core principle of business. Put your employees in a position to succeed. Recognize their differences and play to their strengths wherever possible." "You disagree with this?" he asked. Cuban went on to try a different track to excuse his deployment of DEI, claiming that it is a company's decision on whether to implement DEI policies and played on ideals of liberty to excuse it all. "Running a company, as you know, is hard. In the At IBM video, their CEO says he wants the demographics of IBM to reflect the entire country. Could it be that's what puts his company in the best position to succeed? Do you have a problem with that? It's exactly what I suggested and you said that was good," Cuban wrote. "Do you have a problem with the CEO/board being able to run the company the way they choose?" He said he wanted to improve towards their diversity standard 1% per year. "Do you have a problem with that?" To that, Sen. Vance had a trenchant observation. "Do the Dallas Mavericks reflect the demographics of America as a whole?" Vance asked. Cuban responded to Vance by calling his comment stupid. Cuban attempted to sidestep Vance's accurate insight by saying the Mavericks reflect America as a whole. But, of course, that's not what Vance meant. What he was talking about was the team on the floor. And when you look at that roster, of the 19 players listed as players for the Mavericks on the ESPN website, only 2 are white, and neither are American. It further appears that not a single player on the team is Hispanic. How is that representative of America? Cuban can brag on the diversity of the team's marketing staff all he wants. But no one is buying tickets to watch the marketing team. If Cuban truly believed that DEI wasn't solely aimed at diversity in hiring but in putting companies in the best position to compete, as he says it is, then he would have built a basketball team that reflected that mindset. But he didn't. Instead, he drafted, traded for, and signed the best players he could, regardless of their skin color. And if Mark Cuban is allowed to build his business that way, why shouldn't everyone else be allowed to do the same? Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.